meeting to order.
Murphy?
Here.
Buffo?
Here.
Jack Luzak?
Here.
Hayden?
Here.
Harry?
Here.
Robbins?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing if you choose as we pray. Lord, we thank you for giving us wisdom. We've got a lot of issues to take care of. We've got a lot of things on our plate. We thank you, Father, for your knowledge, your wisdom, eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, public comments. Thank you, sir. Mr. McBride, you always cost me money every time you come.
Yes, and that's what it is again.
Come on up.
I've got a proposal there from Gisbold and Associates.
Okay.
I fell out of my truck. If you're wondering why I'm using a crane and messed the shoulder up and cracked three ribs.
Maybe you need a shorter truck.
Yeah, that's what I may have to do.
Put a couple of these on this side.
Thanks, sir.
We'll share. All right. Cool.
I just thought I'd drop those by. I know you can't act on them, but.
We'll get on the meeting for next time.
That'd be fun.
You said we need it to keep in compliance.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, because right now we're using quotes that we've put our own quotes in, but it's not a study pool like that with that transducer, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How much was it? Do you remember?
Well, I think about 5,000.
Oh. Yeah, 5,500.
Can you explain to us what this does and what's wrong?
Yes. When the flow comes into the plant, there's a pump station right there, and that transducer allows them pumps to ramp up or slow down. If you've got them on floats, then pumps kick off and on, and it's called hydraulically overloading. On the aeration tank where you get your biological treatment, the flow goes up and down, and you don't really get as good a treatment as if it's steady. The study on wastewater treatment plant, the better it operates.
Yeah, it allows the inflow pumps to work as a variable frequency drive, so they ramp up and down and pace themselves with the flow coming into the plant.
Okay.
The surging that he referenced is the floats only are on off as the backup. So when the pump kicks on for a few minutes, it's at its full capacity, so it surges the flow and then no flow at all, and then surges the flow as it tries to turn on and off to match the flows coming into that pump station. So the pressure transducer allows the variable frequency drives to pace the pumps to the flow coming in, and it takes those surges out of the flow scheme.
Thank you both.
I might tell you this, and I don't get over that often, but last year we had trouble with like a little red worm. I was telling Larry about it. And not only with this plant, but some of the plants, and it actually feeds on your good bacteria. We did quite a study with the Alliance of Indiana, because we had a couple, three plants over there, and they I think we maybe figured out how to get rid of them, but they make it hard to keep the plant running like you want it to.
See worms.
Worms, red worms.
Red worms?
Yeah, a little red worm. If you stick it under microscopes when you see them, and they'll let your solids will settle out, but they work around enough that they kick the solids back up and get them back in suspension, so.
So they're not like the red worms that you heard?
No, like usually, no.
Microscopic.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, okay, like, now we're with worms, now I'm like, eh.
No, they're, you know, next microscope see them, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
That's all I have.
Alright, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank yous.
Thanks. Alright. Michael?
As Terrence said, you've got a lot on your plate, so I'll be brief. I just wanted to know if, animal control's made a decision concerning the pit bulls.
You would have to ask them. I haven't heard anything from them.
It's been a month. Have you called them to encourage them?
I have not.
That would be a good thing to do, I think, to get this brought to closure. Maybe the mayor could call them. That might motivate them more.
They're not gonna tell me anything. They'll tell law enforcement, but they're not gonna tell me.
Well, not so much for that, but for the reason of motivation. When we get a call from the mayor,
We have a.
I'd be more interested in doing their job.
We have it on the agenda to add animal control to the, to pick for that. So it's on the agenda tonight.
Okay, so it wasn't voted on at the last meeting?
We didn't have a, we didn't have a quote. We didn't have a definite quote. We had a estimate. So now we actually have numbers. We actually got them nailed down on what it was. So.
What is it that we're waiting for animal control for?
See if they can.
What they're gonna do with the swamps.
That I can see if I can get ahold of somebody and see what's going on.
What they're gonna do with the two pit bulls.
Well, I can't stay for your vote, but I certainly encourage you to vote in favor of getting them back on board. I know when I was on the board and that's when we took them off the board, or took them off, and, hopefully the prices are now in line with what they should be.
It gets a little over 5,000. Is that what it was?
Eight. It's additional five.
Additional five.
Paying now.
So it's about 8,000 overall?
Yes. That's for everything. We have,
Oh, go ahead, you're fine.
I was just gonna say, I think we have the 5,000 portion of it in the budget for this year. But it's, right now we're paying the 3,000, which is paid through, I think it's July of next year. And then if it gets approved, then basically the service would be a year from when we start the contract with animal service. So they wouldn't be at the same date. But whatever, if it gets approved and when we get it going with them, would be good for a year. But that would be for them to, basically that's all the services they provide is the impoundment and then the responding to calls and things like that.
So this is just a quote? We don't have what, like the services they're gonna provide for this? This is just a quote?
The 8,000 is all their services. Those are the only two that they have. That is what I guess, I don't know what paperwork they're willing for, but that is they get dispatched to Tolono to handle animal related calls.
Actually, Justin brings up a good point, and I'd hate for this to be delayed, but if this portion is for a year of service, it would make more sense for us to have a prorated quote that expires on the same date as this one, so that we can ensure that when we're doing budget for our next fiscal year, we have what it's actually going to cost us for a year of service. Theoretically, if this $5,000 is, if this additional $5,000 is for one calendar year of service, as opposed to an expiration of June 30th, then we might end up paying less. Does that make sense? Might pay less right now, and then budget the actual costs for a year in our next budget cycle.
Because
they don't list when it expired.
This says expiration date on, at the end of the year.
That's probably the quote that expires.
Yeah, she told me that basically this would be, the $5,000 is for a year of service.
So we haven't used them to this point. But theoretically, they're starting with July, so let's see, we've got three and a half months.
Well, that is what the
current one is.
When we paid the service that we're paying for now is, expires July of next year.
Right.
I don't know to me if it makes any difference, I think we need to do it either way.
I agree.
And I understand your point, but at the same point in time, they can send us a bill for the other.
For less.
Yeah. Whatever it's gonna be for the other part when it comes up.
I just wanna know, like, what are we paying for, like, what services are we getting?
For everything they provide, so they'll come to all the animal calls.
But that's it, I mean, they'll just come to animal calls and they'll take them away, that's what we're paying.
And they'll impound them, and they'll.
$5,000.
They do investigations on dog bites, they do,
They are the animal police.
Well, I understand that, but I would like to see, like, what services they have, cause it says if I wanna find it, I have to call the person and contact them. They don't list their services online. I mean, I know, I get what you're saying, but I would like to know, like, what we're paying for.
If animals need trapped, they will trap animals. If somebody is bit by a dog, they will respond and handle the investigation. Issue the citations, take the dogs, impound the dogs, we will still get, I don't see the paperwork, but I think when an animal is impounded from Kelowna, we do get some fine money from that. If there's dogs running loose, they will come down and catch the dogs probably more effectively than your police department can. If somebody has a bat in the house, if there's a possum in the house, if there's a snake in a tree, if there's a deer that gets, I mean, just, maybe not so much the deer, we can drag it out of the road, but animal-related calls, they handle those. They are dispatched on the same, by MedCAD, the same way that we are.
So without paying for their services, let's say, if I have a bat in my house, they won't come if the village doesn't offer that?
Nope.
You're on your own.
Gotcha.
And I can just. Feral cats throughout Kelowna, we're on our own to trap.
I had an incident last year where there was a resident that had probably close to 20 animals, probably more, over a dozen cats, a few dogs, a ferret, some other things. Luckily, the circumstances, I asked animal control and have a pretty good rapport, so they did come and help. They weren't able to get all the animals out of this. Two of those, I was there standing by, they had, it was fun to watch, but, I mean, it's something like that, you know, it ties us up for hours trying to deal with theirs, or I've had instances where somebody has passed away, there's animals in the house. Luckily, at that time, I called and they sent somebody down because of the circumstances, but if they didn't, then we are trying to deal with a deceased person, animals, it's a lot to deal with. On that, they would come down, they get the animals, then we don't have to deal with that part.
And is that because we're like our own municipality? Okay. So in Champaign, they call no matter what, like they'll come.
Champaign pays for them.
The only one that does not pay for it is Urbana, and Urbana has their own people. And they do a backup to where a county does it whenever they're not working.
Yeah. The county doesn't pay for it because they work for county. So.
Right.
I guess they do pay for it. So.
You're in a county building.
Well, we kind of pay for it. In a way.
Exactly, we do pay for it.
So I guess in regards to his situation, if we had animal control services, would it have been handled in a different way?
they would be able to devote their time and resources to the investigation, as where we, I can spend time on it, then I get dispatched to a domestic, I get dispatched to an accident, to the direct traffic, to a gas main leak. So that's, while since this investigation started, I don't know how many reports that we have taken or things that we have to respond to, so I can't just push those, I can't not respond to those to deal with this. You know, it's one of those that we just have to handle it, and then we handle the investigations when we can, where they would be able to probably devote more time to it.
You were able to get them the other evidence from Mr. Golish?
Yeah, they have everything that we have.
Okay. So are you wanting us to just vote on this now?
It's not in the consent agenda.
Mm-hmm.
It's
an old business E.
We can, if you want to.
Well, I'm just,
yeah.
I'm just asking.
If you would like to, we can vote on it now. I just need a motion from one of you guys. It'd be old business, like Vicky just said, old business.
Okay.
I make a motion that we go into a contract with Champaign County Animal Control for complete service for $5,136.03 per their quote.
A second.
Bucko?
Yes.
Zach?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Perry?
Epstein.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Motion passes. All right. More discussion? Okay, engineers.
Thank you. I just got a couple of updates. The 11th of the month, your NPDES permit came out, a 30-day public notice. Nobody objected to the terms that were included in there. It had they're called non-governmental organizations, NGO. If somebody had objected to the terms in that document, we would have had to have more hearings and discuss the pros and cons. We avoided all of that. So they're finalizing the NPDES permit. It'll be effective, I probably should have mentioned it to John, December the 1st, and you'll be getting a final copy which explains all of that shortly. Just to remind everyone, we did lobby to, and successfully lobbied to relax the nutrient removal requirements considerably from what was mentioned in the planning documents by Donahue. And we also got a renewal of our disinfection allowance that's been ongoing for quite some time. So that saved us quite a bit of money, capital cost, and operating cost down the road. Testing requirements and such. Another item, the special sampling for readily biodegradable COD scheduled to start next week. We're going to do that for about 9 days of composite samples and have that tested. There's a couple of parameters that will confirm that we won't have to use a lot of chemical to reduce phosphorus, that we will be able to do it biologically with less chemical with the new plant. Last week we had Cortez Grayson from Sullivan visit the buildings at the wastewater treatment plant doing an asbestos survey. We're expecting that report within the next couple of weeks. He didn't see anything of particular interest, but he collected samples and he's sending them off for analysis, so we'll get his letter report shortly. 7 soil borings are scheduled to be obtained by MET out of Champaign this week, and I don't think they came out today. Did you see them? He's a little concerned about drilling a hole through something important out there, and so I sent him your old plan sets and such so that they could use that in conjunction with the memories of the operator out there to be sure they're not gonna punch a hole in a pipe and, you know, cause some consternation. And then lastly, we're wrapping up the first third of the final design phase. It's called preliminary design. And looking forward to getting on into the last two-thirds of final design, which is putting flesh on the skeleton that the first third develops. You know, these are the buildings, this is the process, these are the pipes. We've gone over that a couple of times with Ryan and Scott, and in study sessions, they have a set of the plans now. We all seem to be on the same page for what that outline entails today, so we're poised and ready to move forward with that. Any questions for me?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Scott?
I think that the truck, put the bucket truck, it's on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
To put that out for bid.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, that was in the
disposal
thing. Mm-hmm. Did you guys get the picture I sent of the two bucket trucks?
Yeah.
That was actually pretty cool.
Man.
I sent, you had them sitting, I don't know if you saw the picture I took.
I didn't.
You had them sitting side by side, sitting right there, so I took a picture and sent it to the board. That was kind of funny. They sat and played with it for an entire day. I think we should just dock them their pay for that day.
There you go.
It's training.
That's right.
No, they played for at least a half day. It got pretty decent gas mileage too when you drove it back.
Yeah, it did pretty good.
No, it's massive. It looked pretty cool. Looks like it's got brand new tires on it.
Yep.
So, no more complaining that it's too short.
It'll be too short.
No, it's pretty sharp. Then you should have your locating equipment next week or two?
I talked to him yesterday, and if I don't have it by tomorrow, then I'll have it by the first of the week.
As soon as we get that, I'm planning on sending a letter to the locating service and discontinuing our service with them. They're not locating for us anyway. He got called out for an emergency locate over by the trailer park, is that right?
Yeah.
The power company needed something located, and it was an emergency one. The locating service came out and said, well, we're not locating for Tolono. So then they called Scott, and Scott came out and located it. They just flat refused to locate for Tolono. So they're not locating for us anyway, even though they're billing us. So, so we're gonna send him a formal letter. We'll just wait until he has that equipment in his hand, and then we'll send him a formal letter.
Let's talk together about the formal letter, and we'll kind of think through a strategy.
Yeah, I thought about attaching our bill along with the formal letter, but and then we'll just take over our stuff again. That'll save us thousands of dollars a month. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Ryan?
What's this thing?
He's perplexed with his new computer.
That's the old one.
Yeah, things are going well. You had a little leak you had to fix.
Yeah, I found out that was the president of the company that hit it.
Oh,
really? He was out and wanted to play with the board machine.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. Tell him he's fired.
No, don't do that.
Well, did you ask him when they're getting our stuff hooked up for our buildings?
No, I have not.
Well, you're
fixing the leak. They should be getting pretty close because they tied that in today across the highway. So
it's a good time for you to reach out again.
So wait, cool. They got it under the railroad tracks?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think they've got under the highway yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. That went under the highway today.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Yeah,
it's over by Walnut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched them do that a little bit today.
That's exciting.
Now we just gotta get them done over here, and then they can leave town.
I know. I think people are pretty happy with them so far.
Yeah.
So. All right. Any questions, Scott? Oh, and talk to me about this sewer plant. It's on the agenda.
Oh yeah. I'm waiting on you guys to decide what you want to do.
Ryan. It's a big leap.
as long as Scott feels comfortable if we do go ahead with the new construction of handling that, and because I'm sure there'll be questions, and I don't have a problem with it. That would be my only concern, is, you know, if there's lots of questions with the beginning of a new construction, if that would happen, but. And the only advantage EHR has over that is they've done it for I don't know how long.
They've been in practice. How would that affect if we discontinued EHR's contract and we took over control of the sewer plant? Because you were just talking about the boring issues and they maybe hitting a pipe and operators' knowledge of that plant, because they've ran it for so long. We've been talking, one of the reasons we hired Scott was to take back over operation of the plant ourselves. That would save us, you know, what, $12,000 a month right there. And that $12,000 a month we can stick back into the sewer plant fund to help us pay for the new plant. That was the whole point of it. It helps us keep the rates down lower too. And we wanted to do that about a year ago, and we just haven't done it yet. How would that affect you doing what you're doing?
Not in a major way, but you raise a point that he has a lot of institutional knowledge of what isn't functioning quite so well and how the workarounds can be done to keep the plant in compliance. And, you know, that has some value. Put a roughing filter on top of the primary clarifier out there. He's using it in kind of a bizarre way to meet his ammonia standards. I don't think you'd probably want to use it the way he's using it, so you'd probably change the process a little bit. He's done some things that are just unorthodox, according to EPA dogma. But he's meeting his permit by whatever he's so it's difficult to say stop it. So there's that.
Well, and that's the horror stories I've heard over the years of they'll keep the plant running, and they'll keep you within specs, and it'll just keep plugging along.
Well, he's good at repairing and making things work.
Yeah,
you know, that's kind of his strategy, is to try to avoid spending money on upgrades, but it kicks a can down the road and then you're faced with a great
deal. Well, that's what we're at. That's where we're at right now. So, I mean, would we have to be replacing the plant right now if we would have kept up with technology and kept replacing, like the pumps? If we would have, like, we could have got an Ameren grant and replaced those pumps, and we would have saved, and the energy costs we would have saved would have paid for those pumps in a month or two. So, that energy audit that we did.
So, in a perfect world, I would think the time would be when you start up a new plant. You know, but, you know, you're a year or more away from even, you know, beginning to think about starting up a new plant if you decide to go that far. So
that's $100,000 we can put towards the new plant.
So there's that. You know, it's just winter time is a tough time to keep a process viable, just because of the adverse weather conditions, and sometimes it'll rain in February. You know, you've got that issue to contend with. I think he takes care of the pump stations too, doesn't he?
Yes.
I'd rather do it in springtime when he's got some nice weather to contend with. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a matter of pick your poison. There'll be a transition period, and that'll be a challenge.
Yeah.
When's the contract due? I don't remember.
I think we have.
It's definitely at the end of April. Contract. What year, I don't know.
Yeah, we've had a couple years contract.
The other thing, we would want to take some of that money and save back for, because we will have some lift stations that won't be new.
Oh, yeah.
For repairs for that. Will you need a hoist on one of the trucks?
That's the bucket truck has one on it.
Oh, okay. What's that pick up?
It'll pick up about 3,000 pounds sucked all the way in.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get it right over the top of the lid.
I mean, I feel confident in Scott, and we've talked about it a lot.
Yeah, that's, I don't have an issue with that whatsoever.
And he says he can do it, and he's ran a plant that was as same age and set up almost similar. I'm sure it has the same issues, and you've dealt with infiltration of water systems coming in, cause Blue Grove got a little water.
Just a little.
Just a little. So. So I mean, it would save us money, it's money we could put towards the, hopefully it would save us money, and it's money we could put towards the thing. And we have a clause in the contract that we can.
2024. But yes, there is the clause.
Clause that we can do whatever.
I'm good with it, Scott's good with it. Would we need to look at adding a new hand next year?
I'd say let me run it for a while.
Okay.
And then let me find out for sure what I need.
I think the good thing is we're going into winter, so some of the stuff's gonna slow down until it snows.
Yeah.
So I think they'd give you a good test, and then in the spring we can look at maybe add another person.
Right. Yeah, but yeah, just give me some time on that and I can let you know for sure what we need before spring gets here, or, you know, what we don't need.
So you wanna give them a 30-day notice or a?
Do you want them to replace this transducer first or add it?
Why it's down, they might as well get that done.
Okay. You might wanna check the agreement on what our separability is. Can you give us, why don't we, this is termination for cause, it's 30 days. Yeah, I would say let's wait till next meeting, just let you.
Yeah, and you might clarify what we put on the agenda. I mean, I think it can kind of get covered under old business under I, but I'd rather have it more blunt than that.
Okay, perfect, we'll let you look at our contract.
And then we can vote on this transducer at that time too.
If you got a contract up, can you send that to Mark, just make sure you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I was gonna do the ordinance number.
Alright, cool. Anything else for public works? Do you have anything else for us? Can't remember if there's anything else we talked about. Police department.
I really don't have any.
You guys been busy?
We've been busy.
Everybody's been busy. Cool. I've been, since I've been working nights, I've been hearing you guys a lot on the radio, so, a lot. I kinda keep you up in there and watch our activity.
Have you looked at what this month looks like based to the same month last year? Or last month, so, let's see, September, have you compared?
As far as the calls and reports and, I would say if we continue at the same pace, I'm just, without looking at last, I think we'll probably have more reports and maybe more calls. I think we're up to, I haven't looked at 15, 16 reports this month, and we're probably getting close to 60 calls of service. Seeing a little over halfway. And it seems, with us, for whatever reason, it seems it's all or nothing. We went a week without a report, and then I had three one day, two the next, and then other guys have said just caught us back up, and just for some reason it can be quiet, and then it just seems like the dam breaks and it's all at once, and then it maybe quiets down a little bit, and then
somebody hits the car wash.
Staying steady.
It makes you feel any better. Full moon's tomorrow night.
Halloween's on a Sunday.
I feel some sickness coming.
I think so.
Cool. Treasurer?
I have nothing.
Board members?
I'm just looking to get clarification. We talked a little bit before the meeting, but we need to get that contract signed for the fire protection district so that we can get the siren upgrade done.
And they want you to sign it, not me.
I sent you an email.
Did we voted on it?
We paid for it.
We paid for it.
Yeah.
Well, what's the agreement say, basically? This is with the fire district?
It's between the village and you guys and the county board.
Why does the county always do that? They always want the lawyer to sign.
Give someone extra to blame.
I guess.
Well, you looked at it.
To be completely honest, I haven't seen it. I was just told that you needed to contact county board's attorney.
All right, well then, if it's an intergovernmental agreement, then we're gonna put it on the agenda.
Okay.
And I will put it on my little list, and I will reach out to the county. Who do you think I'm reaching out to at the county?
John Dwyer.
John Dwyer is who I was told it from, but I have not heard.
There was an email. The email went to you, Mark, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, I sent it to you and him.
It very likely did, but it may have gotten into my spam.
Okay.
And we were having a problem with my email in particular, so.
All right, anything else for board members?
Yeah, and I'm sorry, this is regarding our siren?
Yep, I'm rolling sirens, yeah.
Then planning and zoning, we've got, finally replaced these old computers. Planning and zoning are gonna get these old computers, but before they get these old computers, it was brought up to me that they're not compliant with Open Meetings Act, nor are they compliant with filling out their financial, what is that called?
Statement of Economic Interest.
Statement of
Economic
Interest, thank you.
With the county.
If I'm not mistaken, we have not received one meeting yet.
They haven't had a meeting in, what, 2 months? Because they didn't have, one meeting, the agenda didn't get posted, another meeting, didn't have enough people show up, so.
But we don't have any from any before that either.
We do. They're all caught up on their meetings up till then.
Okay.
So.
Are they on the file?
I don't know. They should be. Look, see if they're in there. So until they get that done, as soon as they get that done, then they can pick up their computers. I guess you said two of them had it done, the rest of them had not. So when they get that done, they can pick up their laptops. All right, consent agenda. Any questions on any of the bills or anything in there?
Their quote is in Teams, by the way. For that siren.
Yeah, it was already voted on, but.
Yeah, we already voted on it.
It's just typical county wanting to enter a government agreement.
Not to belabor the point, but the vote was to approve the agreement with the county or to buy a siren?
To upgrade the siren to digital.
Okay, yeah. So I think the center governmental agreement is separate from that.
Okay. I guess we'll know when you talk to them and they get it to us, I guess. Since they don't want to send it to us, since we're below their lawyer, I guess.
Exactly right.
You lawyers gotta talk.
Very important lawyer stuff.
I know. You lawyer stuff. It's more important.
One question. So I got the email that the planning board wants to go to the Zoom meetings.
Yes.
Do they have a means for people to come in and call in or comments?
Well, according to the outline from IML, they have to have somebody here. So their board president's gonna either have to be here or a designee from their board. Brian's gonna have to be here probably, or he can do it from home, but.
They're set up in their last meeting this past week on.
Was somebody here in this room?
No.
Somebody has to be. If somebody's not in this room, their meeting can't go. Somebody has to be in this room from their board. And they know that, so. And if there's not anybody in this room, they cannot have their meeting. So.
They are on Teams, they do have a dial-in option.
Okay. But someone has to be in this room before they have their meeting, and if it's nobody's in here, then they can't have their meeting. Because they have to have this open for the public in case somebody comes in.
The only question I had about the bills, are we paying USIC?
We have not paid them.
Okay, because that's in the bills. At least
they send us updated invoices?
I think it was USIC.
But there's no explanation that I saw of what the updated invoices are.
Because it had several ones.
Yeah, it had like $1,000-some-odd worth,
yeah.
I think.
$2,019.
It's already been pulled.
So far, they are not in the checks.
I was gonna say it shouldn't be in there because I made a USIC folder with everything. So.
That works fine, it was in the bills, that's the reason why.
If you look at the board packet, there's a, they sent us updated invoices, but they did, and took a bunch of stuff off of the bills, but they didn't explain what, why they took it off.
Correct.
They showed what they took off.
But it's not that much in the grand scheme of the amount of money. It was pretty much nothing.
And I was done talking with the guy by then, cause he was just like, he never showed up for a meeting, made several meetings, he never showed up. And then he was supposed to be again at this board meeting, he said he's gonna be here at this board meeting, he says he's gonna be at the last board meeting, as you see, he's not here, to explain what he was doing. He said he ran through town, checked all the locations, and he deducted some, was gonna deduct some of the locations off, but no explanation why he deducted them off, or anything like that, and then his last email was something about, well, if we have damages to forward to this, so I sent that email to Brandy, and we're gonna forward all of our damages to them. To whatever they said, he said the link to send it to, so. Be done with it. I'm like, it's just like a complete runaround, I feel like. Whatever. So, I don't understand.
What kind of legal action can we take against them for basically providing, quote unquote, providing a service they didn't actually provide?
Well, it's fraud.
Right, you know where I'm going with this though, what can our ramifications be?
Well, I wanna charge them with fraud, do a complete investigation, but getting, so, that's what I would like to do. So, and after seeing John Brown's report, that's what I want, right there, the report that he's working on right now.
Getting warmed up, ready to do it.
He's already warmed up with his hyperlinks and. He's already working on a huge fraud report on another case. So, but
I think it's something we need to look into.
I totally agree. So, but so that's where we're at on that. Any other questions on the consent agenda? Oh, did you have, did you get the minutes from Mark?
We did 23rd.
We can't do it under consent agenda because.
True, cause we don't have the other.
You get the minutes?
Did, Mark, did you get the minutes to Brandy from the other meeting?
Thought we had, we didn't, Brandy?
No, and I had emailed you and Krista, and I haven't heard anything, so.
Well, I apologize, Paige has been unexpectedly gone last week and begun this week, but I had them all written out and did them before, you know, literally did them at the meeting, so I'm sorry, I thought that had gotten done.
All right.
So, motion to remove, well, I suggest we remove consent agenda A and B. Motion to approve the rest of the consent agenda.
Second.
Beth?
Yes.
Lizak?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, old business, approval of the ordinance for the Fisher thing was in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we do that last time?
That was the Houston. That was the Houston one. The RFP.
I thought we. The Fisher one's been on there since I've been on the board.
No, but what?
No, there's an RFP in here for the water and sewer.
You've already done the RFP for the two things, so you're waiting on, yeah, you're waiting on those ads to be in and to come back, so.
So we need to do the dates to come, right? So that's done, the, that's nothing for the junior trustees. Donahue, nothing from them?
No one's ever reached out to me whatsoever, I mean.
And then we already talked about that one.
I can reach out to them if you want me to, but I think we're just taking the position that it's their move.
So someone called me about old business F because they saw it on the agenda again, And I told them that that was probably just a holdover from the last meeting. Cause we're, we still have a date to come.
Discussion approval. We already did that too, so G's a holdover too.
But was there anything we needed to vote on?
Is there anything we need to vote on that one?
Yeah, that, for Graham just wants us to vote so that they have the agreement to keep moving forward.
Yeah, I think we had to have it on the agenda, cause it wasn't on the.
That's correct. We talked about it, but it wasn't on the agenda, so you're gonna approve it, cause it'll be on the agenda this week.
It was on there.
I thought you guys didn't approve it because there, you didn't have anything in hand.
Oh, well, let's make a motion to keep them moving forward. Move forth and conquer.
I have the motion here.
Oh, look at that.
Motion to accept preliminary design phase documents as presented at September 30th study session and authorize for Graham to proceed with final design phase services for the wastewater treatment plant and system improvements as described in the April 20th, 2021 agreement between for Graham and the Village of Tolono.
Second.
I'll just forward that to you, Brandon.
Thank you. Bucko?
Yes.
Luzak?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
H, we'll have to talk about in executive session and then come back. We already talked about I. Okay, new business. This is what I was thinking of. The RFP for the sewer, water and sewer plants.
So you've got paper versions, but you've got lengthy electronic versions. And what this would do is this would allow us to stick a little ad in the paper, just like the other RFPs we just did once a week, 3 weeks. And then we would also have Jerry Hartman go ahead and provide these to likely bidders. And then he would be a point person to ask technical questions when they have technical questions. The deadline that I gave them to respond to us back by would be December 6th. And that gives us enough time to do the publication stuff, and it gives us them enough time to look at the stuff and get us stuff. Then at that meeting in December, you would see any offers that you've gotten, but it's not like a bid opening where you're gonna just open them all up. You'd meet in executive session, talk about what you got, and then you don't have to make a decision at that meeting. You can stew it over. You can also, if you end up seeing something that grabs your attention, you're still gonna negotiate the fine details of what a contract would be. So let's pretend that we got an overwhelming offer that we just couldn't refuse and you're all excited about it. You would then negotiate the terms of that, and would probably be 1 or 2, possibly 3 months before it would get put on the agenda and you'd vote on it. So that's kind of the process. Other thing is that you can look at all of it and say, nope, it's not what we want to do, and you've got no obligation to do anything. So it's, you know, dipping your toe in the water to see if you're interested in doing it. But it's an important process, so that's why it's kind of lengthy looking.
And that covers RFPs for both water and sewer?
The way I wrote it up is it says, hey, make proposals on what we've got, but give us a proposal on just buying the sewer only, and give us a proposal on buying the water and the sewer. The only thing that I don't have, or still don't have yet, is I need to get a legal description for the sewer plant. So there's a blank in the form in your packet. But the language in the ordinance says that the president and clerk can fine-tune this a little bit so we could make changes and you don't need to re-vote on something. So once I get that, we'll do it. There's some process on our end that before we can really get it in paper and that kind of thing, so you'll approve it tonight if you do. And then I'll work with Jerry on going back over this one last time, because he's not even seen this, because we did this in a pretty quick turnaround time, to be honest. But we'll get the fine tuning that we went done, and then we'll get it in the paper, probably starting at the end of next week. And I'll send a little note just letting you know what's going on, so you're not in the dark on it.
I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance authorizing issuance for a request for proposal of the sale of village water and or sewer systems.
Second.
Bucko?
Yes.
Buzak?
Yes.
Caden?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Alright, now B, I need the approval for hiring Jerry Hartman.
I'll make a motion to approve hiring Hartman Consultants LLC to provide a consulting update and provide consulting for the potential sale of the village water and wastewater systems pursuant to the proposal as presented, dated October 7th, 2021, for $6,600.
Thank you. That was awesome. Second.
Let me hear that to the clerk for you.
Bucko?
Yes.
Buzak?
Yes.
Caden?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Alright. Anything before we go into executive session?
Are we seriously all the way there?
Yes.
Nice.
Anything? Tell them.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Alright, I need Justin to say.
Oh, yeah.
Do the whole thing, you can't.
For the limited purpose of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees, 5 ILCS 120/2, subsection C, subsection 1. Sorry, 3 off.
Second.
Cool. Alright.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm jumping.
Buzak?
Yes.
Caden?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Robbins?